From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In Baghdad today, unidentified gunmen tried to assassinate a member of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council. Akila al-Hashimi was critically wounded in the attack, but doctors now say she is in stable condition. As NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad, it's the first time a member of the council has been targeted.
Akila al-Hashimi left her home at 8:45 this morning, four bodyguards in tow. 47-year-old Salah Omar was finishing up breakfast at home when he heard a crash.
We heard heavy shooting and then a loud explosion. I walked outside and saw that a truck crashed into my front gate. Miss al-Hashimi was inside the car, bleeding. There were some men inside the car with her, also bleeding. The men from the neighborhood dragged them out and took them to the hospital.
Akila al-Hashimi's truck, it turned out, was ambushed by unknown gunmen. She was hit in the abdomen. Doctors at the local hospital stabilized al-Hashimi. She was soon taken to a U.S. Army medical facility. Family members contacted say she's conscious and will recover. By mid-morning, FBI agents and Iraqi police officers sealed the area. One of al-Hashimi's neighbors, Walid Nasser al-Obeidi, said she had received an ominous warning days earlier.
A few days ago, someone threw a message over the fence into her garden. It was a threatening letter, so right after that, she brought bodyguards to protect her 24 hours a day.
Walid went on to explain further.
The letter warned her not to work with the Americans. It said, if you work with the Americans, we will kill you.
The top U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, condemned today's attack. It was Bremer, after all, who handpicked Akila al-Hashimi and the 24 other Iraqis to serve on the governing council. In a statement, the council's current president, Ahmed Chalabi, blamed Saddam Hussein loyalists. The members of the governing council will not be intimidated by terrorists, his statement read. Akila al-Hashimi was supposed to depart Baghdad this week for New York. She was to be part of an Iraqi delegation that will seek to regain Iraq's seat in the United Nations General Assembly. Al-Hashimi, a career diplomat who is the only current member of the governing council who was an official during the Saddam Hussein regime, is widely expected to be appointed Iraq's new representative to the United Nations. During her last visit to the UN earlier this summer, al-Hashimi impressed delegates with her strong defense of Iraqi sovereignty.
Iraq is still a country and working, and all institutions, they are working.
It's unlikely she'll recover in time to go to New York next week. What is likely, though, is that Akila al-Hashimi, along with her 24 colleagues on the governing council, will be forced to retreat further into a fortress-like existence. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.